As the beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and all of his legions of the angelic host, who through the centuries have poured such love to mankind and have given such protection. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, I wish to extend to you today the love, the gratitude, and every assistance possible from the angelic host and the ascended host in your service and effort to hold to the light in the midst of the outer world's chaos and darkness. And in order to help you understand more clearly the assistance which we give, I know it will bring to you the greater power and greater happiness of your loving cooperation with us. I wish to make it clear today that there is never any activity of the sacred fire brought forth into the physical conditions of this world that is not accompanied by one or more of the angelic host to hold the concentration and protection about that sacred fire until whatever is to be accomplished is finished. Therefore, in the calls you have sent forth for the various activities of the sacred fire to come into outer physical conditions, there have been legions of angels and of the cherubim and seraphim, legions that have held in concentrated action the sacred fire that has been released at your call. Therefore, I want you to feel that the angelic host are ever with you, closer than you understand, and more powerful by far than any of the unascended mankind of this world can comprehend. Since the angelic host are the guardians of all activities of the sacred fire, then they must be present whenever the sacred fire is called into action to purify or protect that which is constructed. So will you from today be more aware of their presence with you whenever you make the call for any activity of the sacred fire come into you or your world, or to assist mankind or your nation to freedom. If you will be more aware of the closeness of the angelic host, they not only can release greater power into you and your world, but I assure you will bring you greater blessings. Since the messenger was here last week, I mean in the week just past, the angels of the violet flame have not left her for an instant. And I want you to be as continuously aware of their presence with you. Be aware of them sometime each day in the things you're doing in the outer world, in order to give them recognition and acceptance of their presence with you powerfully enough to let them give you their greater gifts. Now, in using the greater powers of life, which come from the higher mental body or can enfold you from any of the ascended hosts, there must come greater protection about you and greater safety in the use of those powers. The angelic hosts are the greater protection and the greater safety, which the great cosmic law of life provides while you are using those powers. For instance, supposing the power of precipitation direct from the universal were required in some emergency. While you were drawing that power and your higher mental body was concentrating it through the physical self for your outer use, you would have to be enfolded in the wings of flame from one or more of the angels of the violet flame and the blue flame to hold purity around you, so that that which is required in the outer to perform a certain service could form perfectly and release into your outer use that which would bring you victory and perfection. And also there would surround you the angels of the blue flame to keep you insulated and invisible while the power of precipitation was acting in and around whatever you required to bring forth. And so it is with the power of healing. So it is with the power of purity. Wherever these activities of the sacred fire are needed by mankind in order to transmute and purify and change conditions in physical manifestation, there must come these activities of the sacred fire and of the angelic host in order to produce these manifestations that transmute conditions and set life streams free. So, since that is part of my service to life, to not only clear the way and consume that which is wrong, but also to bring the gifts of the powers of life, that mankind may have greater freedom to produce greater perfection. So it is imperative that there come more conscious cooperation, more conscious awareness, and more conscious love from unascended beings to the angelic host. You see, there is a certain awareness in life to some degree, an acceptance of the angels. But so many people think they're either imaginary beings or that they're just someone's hallucination. What I wish to convey to you today is the full conscious knowledge, feeling, love, and acceptance of their presence with you, if you will. Thank you, beloved ones. Now, the more you can be aware of their presence, the more power they can draw in and around you, and the more service they can give to life. The more you can remember that every time you call forth the sacred fire, a being of the angelic host comes to guard that gift of God for which you call. So in holding the picture of the fulfillment of your calls, I would appreciate it greatly if you would also hold the picture of those of the angelic host who are the guardians of the sacred fire's activity that you require. Whenever you are using the violet consuming flame in and around yourselves, the angels of the violet flame are in attendance around you till the work for which you call is complete. They come at the call of your own higher mental body. Whenever you move into action, do your decrees, and ask for the release of these greater powers to help life. If you are calling for supply, as you hold the picture of the fulfillment of your call, one or more of the angelic host would stand enfolding you in the wings of golden flame and green flame, and outside of that, the blue flame, for protection. So if you will understand the interaction of these magnificent powers of life and the reality of these magnificent beings, you will make much more rapid progress, and your decrees will bring you their blessing much more quickly. Whenever the healing rays are called forth, or you ask for the healing flame to enfold an individual, one of the healing angels always abides in and around the one who is to be healed. If you could see, my loved ones, the assistance that the great beings, the cosmic beings, offer mankind through every conceivable channel that will help, your heart would burst with love and gratitude and devotion to those magnificent beings of God that are always ready and are always pouring the assistance of their love wherever they will be received. So in accomplishing that which is the fulfillment of your calls for the nation, there must come legions of the angelic host to blaze the various activities of the sacred fire into very definite channels until the change is brought about that fulfills the great divine plan and destiny of your land. The atmosphere of Earth, my loved ones, contains within it many, many things of which mankind know absolutely nothing. There are elements in the atmosphere of Earth. There are beings in the atmosphere of Earth There are conditions and manifestations in the atmosphere of Earth provided by the cosmic law to ever glorify the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host with the boundless blessings which life bestows and which are ever waiting an opportunity, an opening, through which they may come into outer physical manifestation in this world. So you will excuse my enthusiasm if I wax enthusiastic about the beings of my realm and the gifts which therein abide. You know, when we have so much of the glory and blessings and powers and gifts of life that God has bestowed upon those who will give obedience, we watch every opportunity and seek every opening possible to help bring those gifts into the physical conditions of this world, that you may know how we live and this world be transmuted into our octave of perfection. When we see mankind struggling under the lack and limitation of human desire, sometimes it is difficult to turn away and just let them have more time until they are not content to live in the limitation of their own ideas and feelings about life. We could show you vast accomplishment, vast realms of beauty and perfection and power indescribable. We could take you to heights of accomplishment that are so magnificent that as you return to your physical world, there would almost be a rebellion within you against coming back here. And so we cannot take you to those heights of perfection until that hour when human desire in this world no longer exists for you. So if you will desire the presence of the angelic host, and you will desire the greater powers and eternal perfection of your mighty I Am Presence in action in the physical world, we can give you more of our gifts, more of our power, and more of our legions of the angelic host can come closer into the physical affairs of mankind and abide with you until the transmutation takes place that lifts your world into greater freedom and greater perfection. So the beings of my realm are ever awaiting an opportunity to bless you. And as they give you their blessing, they open the way for me to give greater blessing to the world. So if you will consider yourselves children, may I say, in the family of the angelic host, I trust our qualities and our powers may become more victoriously acting in you, and therefore make you carry to the rest of the world more are the perfection of our realm. And surely, my loved ones, the world needs it. The world needs our perfection, I assure you. And when your own individual affairs seem to lack that which you would like to have, remember, our world is ready to give its blessings to make your world like ours. So when the angelic host ever stand ready to transmute your world into our perfection, we will need your calls. The cosmic law requires your desire to be aroused, that your desire for our perfection may be the upreaching of light that draws our perfection back to you. So if you will desire us more intensely, we will abide with you in greater victory for you. And I wonder just how much you want to live in the realm of the angelic host. Thank you, precious ones. I'm grateful for that response because it makes me know that your heart's call to us will enable our heart's victory to come and make you victorious over this work. Thank you, and won't you be seated, please? Now, as the sacred fire and its boundless blessings enfold you and go into your affairs to perfect them and make your world more magnificent, the beings that will come to fill your world will be more magnificent also. So if you will consider yourself children of the realm of the angels, I trust someday, not too far distant, we can thin the atmosphere of Earth and let you behold those who have loved you and blessed you and helped you along the pathway thus far. And then we'll show you what yet remains to be done until the rest of mankind are compelled to see the angelic host in action with the sacred fire as the transmutation and raising purification of the outer world goes on to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So whether the rest of the world understands you or believes in the angelic host or not is none of our concern. If I were you, I would be wholly indifferent as to anyone's belief or acceptance of these great beings of life's perfection. Live your own life. Go your own way. Stay on the pathway that leads to greater happiness. And the angelic host will ever attend you until your happiness becomes infinite, invincible, and eternal. And you then, in turn, will, looking back to mankind, seek also to awaken them, so they too enter the realm of eternal perfection. May I invite you to listen sometime to the music of the angelic host. And if your higher mental body opens your hearing and you listen once, you will understand something of what I mean. For one day, that music must take the place of the human chaos and discord that mankind listens to in this world. So as you experience the happiness of this greater perfection, the transmutation will go on and the sacred fire ever expand until the human desires that have bound mankind to darkness will have been dissolved and the light of eternity take its place and reveal the perfection that ever expands its blessings to life, that it may glorify the source from whence all proceed. So I enfold you in the victory of my own heart's love, to enfold you, to strengthen you, to help you to victory, and to hold ever about you the reminder of the awareness of the angelic host present with you if you want them. So I commend you to their joyous comfort, their joyous company, their joyous accomplishment, and their invincible victory whenever and wherever you call the sacred fire into the physical conditions of this world. May your blessings be boundless, invincible, and eternal in the joy that raises all to freedom forever. Thank you so much. Beloved mighty Archangel Michael, thank you for your love today. Thank you for the reminder of the presence of the angelic host. May they ever become our close companions and ever abide with us till their victory floods the earth forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to warrant this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible adoration to the sacred love of the sacred fire. And as our attention goes there, the angelic host, come here and help us to more quickly set mankind free. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame. May the angels who help mankind to give obedience to the law ever be with us unto the end. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. And thank you, great beings of the angelic host, for your love to the earth, your love to us, and your love to life. Pour through us that which makes all mankind know the reality of your presence and the victory of your love forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the victory of your own heart. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And as we pour into it, our calls for the sacred fire, may the angels of that sacred fire come swiftly and complete the work of cleansing the earth and all upon it forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my high and blessed, Jermaine, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, cosmic beings, and the force of the elements, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I am presence, and blessed Archangel Michael and all the angelic hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the love from the hearts of the angelic host, we ask its quick descent to come forth everywhere and consume everything that is not the victory of their love and their freedom and their peace to this world for eternity. And we thank thee. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now, great beings, bless these beloved ones of the light. And as we go to the Royal Teton on Thursday night, may we all retire by 11 o'clock. May the atmosphere about us be held still. And the angelic host stand the guard and stand between us and everything that would seek to disturb until we go and receive the mighty power poured forth and render every assistance possible in our calls for that power to cleanse the earth as soon as possible and awaken mankind to the freedom that is the love of God's heart for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may our hearts love and the angels of eternal peace come everywhere into the lower atmosphere of earth and compel the purification and the peace that brings the freedom of God's heart everywhere in the ascension for all.